Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Enforcing Order on the Border Race, Policing, and Immigration Enforcement in South Texas by Eric Gamino is a sociological and criminological study of immigration enforcement in the United States-Mexico borderlands, with particular attention to South Texas. The book examines how policing, race, immigration control, and local identity intersect in a region where federal border policy is carried out through everyday encounters. Its distinctive feature is its autoethnographic approach, Gamino writes from the position of a scholar who also served for 11 years as a Texas police officer and is the child of Mexican immigrants. This perspective allows the book to connect institutional analysis with lived experience, especially the moral tensions faced by officers who enforce policies affecting communities close to their own histories. Rather than treating immigration enforcement only as a security practice, the book considers it as a system that organizes belonging, movement, suspicion, and social boundaries. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, autoethnography as a method for analyzing border enforcement from inside policing. The book stands out because it uses autoethnography rather than relying only on policy analysis, archival history, or interviews from an external researcher position. Gamino draws on his experience as a former Texas police officer and combines it with academic interpretation, which allows him to examine immigration enforcement as both a formal system and a set of human encounters. This method is important because border policing is often described in detached institutional language, such as jurisdiction, security, patrol, and enforcement. Autoethnography shifts attention to how those structures are experienced by officers, immigrants, asylum seekers, and local residents. It also makes visible the ethical conflicts that can be hidden in standard accounts of law enforcement. Gamino writes from a position shaped by Mexican immigrant family background and professional police work, so the analysis is not simply about outsiders and state agents. It explores how a person can be embedded in the communities affected by enforcement while also participating in the institutions that regulate them. This does not turn the book into a personal memoir alone. Rather, personal experience becomes a tool for studying how race, authority, and institutional obligation operate in daily practice. Secondly, racialized suspicion as a central feature of immigration control in South Texas. A central theme of the book is that immigration enforcement in South Texas cannot be understood only as a neutral response to border crossing. Gamino emphasizes how racialized assumptions shape who becomes visible to police, who is treated as suspicious, and who must repeatedly prove belonging. In a region with large Latino A and Mexican American populations, enforcement does not simply distinguish citizens from non-citizens through documents or legal categories. It also operates through appearance, language, geography, class position, and assumptions about who seems out of place. This makes race and ethnicity practical tools of surveillance, even when officers describe their actions in administrative or security terms. The book, therefore, connects policing to broader patterns of racial formation at the border, where Latino A identity is both local and suspect. Its contribution is to show that immigration control is not confined to federal checkpoints or border patrol operations. It can enter ordinary policing decisions and community interactions, creating a climate in which some residents are treated as conditional members of society. By examining these dynamics in South Texas, Gamino highlights a border context where racial belonging is historically complex and politically charged. Thirdly, local police collaboration with federal immigration enforcement. Gamino addresses the long relationship between local policing and federal immigration enforcement, a topic that is crucial for understanding how border control extends beyond specialized federal agencies. In South Texas, local officers may encounter immigrants and asylum seekers through traffic stops, calls for service, patrol work, or cooperation with immigration authorities. The book examines this collaboration as more than a technical matter of agency coordination. It raises questions about how local law enforcement becomes part of a broader immigration regime and how that role affects community trust, officer discretion, and the meaning of public safety. When local police are perceived as extensions of immigration control, residents may become less willing to report crimes, seek help, or engage with institutions. At the same time, officers may face pressure to treat migration status as relevant, even in situations where the immediate issue is not immigration. Gamino is especially attentive to the moral conflicts this produces for officers with personal or family ties to immigrant communities. The analysis shows that immigration enforcement is not located only at the national border. It is reproduced through layered institutional relationships that bring federal priorities into local policing practice. Fourthly, intra-ethnic tensions between Mexican Americans and Mexican migrants. One of the more distinctive dimensions of the book is its attention to intra-ethnic conflict, especially tensions between Mexican Americans and Mexican migrants. discussions of immigration enforcement often describe conflict mainly as a division between white authorities and Latino migrants. But Gamino points to a more complicated social landscape in South Texas. Mexican Americans may share language, ancestry, culture, or family histories with Mexican immigrants. Yet they may also distinguish themselves through citizenship, generational status, class position, region, or political identity. These distinctions can influence how enforcement is understood and supported within communities that outsiders might incorrectly treat as unified. The book traces these tensions as historically rooted, rather than new, indicating that they predate recent immigration debates and continue to shape the present. This matters because immigration enforcement depends not only on state institutions, but also on local ideas about respectability, deservingness, legality, and belonging. By examining conflict within ethnic communities, Gamino avoids a simplified account of border life. He shows that race and ethnicity are not fixed categories with automatic political meanings. They are lived through local histories, social hierarchies, and competing claims about who belongs in South Texas. Lastly, humanizing immigrants and asylum seekers against threat-based narratives. The book challenges narratives that frame immigrants and asylum seekers primarily as threats, burdens, or security problems. Gamino draws attention to the reasons people migrate and to the human cost of movement through the borderlands. His interactions with immigrants and asylum seekers are presented as a way to counter the abstraction common in policy debates, where people are often reduced to categories such as illegal entrants, enforcement targets, or caseloads. This humanizing approach does not ignore the existence of law or the practical responsibilities of officers. Instead, it asks what is lost when enforcement systems treat vulnerability, fear, family need, or the search for safety as secondary to control. The book also links this humanization to policy reasoning. If immigration policy is shaped only by suspicion and deterrence, it will tend to overlook the social contributions, motivations, and dignity of migrants. Gamino therefore positions the experiences of immigrants and asylum seekers as essential evidence, not merely emotional background. Apor, his emphasis on humanization gives the book practical significance for readers interested in reform, because it suggests that more ethical policy begins with a fuller understanding of the people most directly affected. In conclusion, enforcing order on the border is best suited for readers interested in immigration enforcement, policing, race and ethnicity, criminology, border studies, and Latino experiences in the United States. It will be especially useful for students and scholars who want a grounded account of how policy becomes practice, as well as for practitioners and policymakers who need to understand the effects of local police involvement in immigration control. The book offers intellectual benefits by connecting personal experience, institutional critique, and regional history without reducing border enforcement to a single cause or simple political position. Its practical value lies in showing how enforcement decisions shape trust, belonging, and moral judgment in communities where immigrants, citizens, officers, and families often share overlapping histories. Compared with many books on immigration enforcement, its distinguishing feature is the combination of insider law enforcement experience and critical sociological analysis. Gamino does not write only from the perspective of an observer of police power, nor only as a former officer defending procedure. He examines the conflicted space between identity, duty, race, and institutional practice. That combination makes the book a focused contribution to discussions of South Texas, racialized surveillance, and the human consequences of border governance. If you would like to support Eric Gamino, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.